Hello, hello. Welcome back to the On My Mind podcast. My name is your host, Ava Jules. If you're new here, I am 23 years old. I just turned 23 on November 11th. I live in Hawaii on Oahu. I like to read. I like sourdough bread with butter and like a little bit of salt on top. I love Shirley Temples. I do pottery occasionally. And I've been making YouTube videos since I was 13. And I'm coming up on my 10-year anniversary of being on YouTube, which is so crazy. I feel like I can officially call myself a veteran of the internet. Like I think 10 years is a good number to be like, okay, I've been doing this for a while. Maybe I'm an OG. I don't know. Then again, I was really like undetected for the first 4 or 5 years that I started. I was lucky if I got 30 or 40 views for like the first 3 or 4 years. And now we're here. And now I have a podcast, which is really cool. It's about a year and a half old. It's my little baby. I love talking to you. I love connecting. This podcast feels like my safe space to really say what's on my mind. No shit. That's why I titled it this. And I don't know. I think the reason I feel so comfortable on here, even though this is my newest platform, is because I think it really is the people who get it. And I don't feel like I have to censor myself as much. And I also feel like I, in general, have an older demographic on here. I think on my YouTube and stuff, my main demographic is 18 to 24, but I also have younger viewers that are like teenagers. And I just don't think that age group really listens to podcasts. So I don't know. I think that's why I feel so comfortable talking about a lot of topics on here that maybe I don't touch on in my YouTube videos. So anyway, thanks for listening with an open mind and open heart. I love how understanding this community is. Because at the core of it, this podcast really just is about a girl who is figuring out life in her 20s, doesn't really know what's going on, but likes to pretend she does, and I'm just figuring it out day by day. So that's my little spiel on who I am. Usually that question stresses me out when people are like, oh, who are you? Tell me about yourself. What do you mean? What do you mean tell me about myself? But that kind of wraps things up, I feel like. I just celebrated my 23rd birthday. Like I said, I had a really fun weekend. I talked about it in my last episode, what my plans were, but everything went so well. It was so fun. So many people showed up, which is crazy because I've never really had a get together for my birthday since I was like 7. I did a High School Musical themed birthday party, High School Musical 2, like the summer one. And yeah, it was really special. I ended up like on Sunday, we had a big beach day with all of our friends, barbecued. And we were driving home, Micah was driving, and I just start crying because I was so grateful. I was like, wow, I've built this community, which is so cool. And now here we are. November is kind of a exciting month for me. Micah and I just hit 1 year, our 1 year anniversary, which was super fun. We didn't really do anything because he was on the night shift for work. He's doing driver training right now. If you don't know, Micah is my boyfriend. He recently moved in with me, so we live together now. We just hit a year, which is super exciting. It went by so fast. And he is in academy to be a firefighter, and he needed night hours for driving training, like to drive, I was about to say drive the fire truck. And so we got to spend the morning together on our anniversary, but yeah, he had to go to work in the afternoon. So this weekend, we have a fun little weekend planned. We're doing a stay at Turtle Bay, which is so fun. It's the hotel on the North Shore. It's so beautiful. I went there when I was a little girl, and then they renovated it. And I've only been there once since, so they're hosting us, which is so sweet. I'm so excited. I'll probably vlog or just make a fun little like reel or something. I don't know. I think I'll vlog, but we're doing that to celebrate, which I'm really excited. I love a little staycation, and I actually don't go to North Shore that much. When I lived at my parents' house, they kind of lived in central Oahu, so in the center of the island, and so North Shore was a lot closer. But now that I live in town, more on the south side, it's kind of a trek to go down there, and it's one of my favorite areas on this island, so I don't get to go down there as much. So it'll be fun to stay there. We've never done a staycation together, so that'll be really fun and silly. But other than that, I don't really have any juicy updates or things to tell you. However, I am excited about this week's episode because I'm going to be telling you about products and things that I do that have changed my life. And that sounds dramatic. Like these are, yes, material things that you don't quote unquote need, but if you get it, you get it. Some things just make a really big difference. And there was this trend. I got inspiration from this because it was a trend on TikTok. I'm not sure who created it, but all credit goes to them. It was basically this whole trend of hot girls don't gatekeep. These are my favorite skincare things, my favorite makeup things, or just different things that they love, that they use. And I love that because I think it's so true. Hot girls don't gatekeep. I think the worst kinds of people are the ones who will like not tell you where their perfume is from. Tell me what scent you're wearing. Like, let's not do that. So this episode is going to be me sharing all of my recent favorite things that I've loved for a while that are tried and true for me. And I just want to share that with you because I think you would maybe love it too. Just a silly little episode for this week, but I'm really excited. I made a whole list on my notes, so let's get into it. One of my favorite compliments to get, and one I'm actively trying to seek out, is "you smell so good." I think I'd rather be told "you smell so good" rather than "you look so good," because I don't know why, I just love to smell a certain way, especially as someone whose body is naturally a little bit more like, if I don't upkeep, then it will show, it will smell, and I'm constantly trying to cover up the BO. So these are some of the things that helped me get that compliment. I love getting it. Like I said, favorite thing. So I have a few little things that helped me achieve that. I don't know, maybe I feel like my body, my natural body scent is normal. And then as soon as I start sweating, boom, I am done for. As soon as I get stressed, done for. As soon as I get anxious, done for. Like my body, it's so weird. As soon as I either work out or like get these anxious feelings, my body will like emanate it, if that makes sense. Anyway, I have two recent body washes that I swear by. One is a little bit more expensive, and then one you can find at Target. So the first one, it's the Way Melrose Place body wash. It comes in this pink little bottle. It's really aesthetic in your shower. It smells so lovely. If you want to go the whole nine yards, they have a perfume for the same scent and a lotion. But I love Way products, and I feel like with body wash, I like it to linger a little bit. Some body washes, I feel like the scent goes away really quickly, but even if I use this body wash and then I don't put on a perfume or anything, I feel like you can still smell it. It smells so lovely. Because I am genuinely the worst at describing scents, I'm not going to put you through that agony of me trying to explain it. So they say that it smells like a velvety rich rose scent infused with a swoon-worthy blend of bergamot, lychee, white musk, champagne, and more. I never would have chosen those words to describe it, but I do think, yes, that is true. It is such a, it's not too sweet. I don't like things that are too sweet at this age. When I was maybe 14, 15, I wanted to smell like a flower shop, but now I want like a subtle, I don't know. I have different moods. Sometimes I want to smell like a fresh Sunday morning, if that makes sense. And then other times I want to smell like I just walked out of a little flower field, but not too intense. Anyway, that is one of my favorite ones. Also, Target Method Body Wash. Honestly, all of them smell so amazing and they're very affordable too. Also, the bottle is really cute and there's just a lot of, I was about to say flavors, sure, to play around with. But I get a ton of different ones. I think the one that comes in the pink bottle is my favorite. It is also a rose scent. And those have been my two favorite body washes to use in the shower. In terms of body lotion, I am someone who I feel like I just naturally am a very sweaty person. Like my armpits sweat profusely. My hands, forget about it. My feet, forget about it. I'm in plastic shoes. Game over. But I don't know why. So that makes me not want to apply lotion because I feel like my body is always moist. That sounds awful, but it's true. I don't really use lotion that much, but sometimes if I'm really in the self-care mood, I will. My favorite one recently has been the Philosophy body lotion. I think it's the one that's called Amazing Grace. It's bergamot, lily of the valley, and musk, and I think it's a really subtle but delightful scent to have. So I'll just put it on my legs, on my arms. There are so many body lotions out there that smell really good. Also, what is it? The Bum Bum Cream. That's also a classic. That's also amazing. But really, what I want to get into here is perfume. I am a perfume fanatic, and I think it's because I grew up with my mom having a plethora of perfumes to choose from. And so as a little girl, I would go into her room and sneak a few spritzes of her fancy perfumes. And I have just always loved perfumes. It's something that she's always gifted to me for a birthday or for Christmas. It's my favorite gift to get. And I just love perfumes. And so I feel like my style with perfumes, I either like a very crisp, clean smell that isn't really floral or citrusy, but just kind of, like I said, kind of like a Sunday morning, if you get what I'm trying to say with that. Or sometimes I do like to go a little bit more full out with a floral scent. That's not doing too much. This is so random, but something I always notice about people are their natural lashes, if they're like very long and beautiful. And I get kind of envious sometimes. I feel like we do so many beauty related things for ourselves and our lashes are often forgotten. I used to be really big on like lash extensions and stuff. That was back in the day. That was literally back in high school. So like 5 years ago. But now I just love the natural look. I love taking care of my lashes and I love growing them. I've been doing so with the Revive 7 Lash Serum. It visibly improves the fullness and thickness of your natural lashes within 7 to 28 days of daily use. And it's made with only 7 ingredients, all being clean. It's possible to get significant real results without harmful ingredients. Revive 7 Lash Serum is clinically tested and recommended by dermatologists, so there's no need to stress. And most important, it's cruelty-free and has a vegan formula. I've been making a conscious effort to make applying lash serum a daily habit. So after I brush my teeth, do my skincare, I'm applying my lash serum. I just apply a little directly on the lash line, kind of like eyeliner, and you're all good to go. I really do feel like I've seen an improvement in the fullness and thickness of my lashes since I've started using. I'm excited to continue caring for my lashes. And like I said, embracing the natural look, I've been very happy with the results that I've gotten. So if you're interested in the Revive 7 Lash Serum, I have a little code for you guys to save 10% on your next order. Use the code ONMYMIND10. That's the code ONMYMIND10 at reviveScience.com. Definitely check it out. I don't want to smell like a grandma too much. There's a time and a place for that. If you like that, amazing. But I'll let myself have that moment later on. But that's kind of what I like recently. So my favorite all-time perfume that I will probably buy refills of for the rest of my life, it's the Replica Maison Margiela Lazy Sunday Morning Perfume. I have it in the candle form. They have so many amazing scents. I keep the travel size in my car, in my purse, in my makeup bag, in my travel bag. Like, I love that scent so much. I love my home to smell like it. I love to smell like it. That is the clean, crisp. You look like you live in the Hamptons in the summer and wear white linen things. That's what it smells like. But to get specific, the notes in it are Pear Accord, okay, Lily of the Valley Accord, Iris Accord, Rose Absolute, Orange Flower Accord, White Musks, Indonesian Patchouli Oil, Ambrit Seeds Absolute. No idea if that means anything to you, if you know perfumes that might be a little more impactful and helpful, but I feel like my explanation did justice. It's an eau de toilette, which means that it's mixed with water, right? I'm pretty sure that's what it means. I know eau de parfum is full perfume. It's not diluted with anything. I'm pretty sure eau de toilette is, I mean, eau de toilette means like of the water. Like toilette means water, right? I'm pretty sure that's right. Don't fact check me on that, but I'm like 80%, 85% sure. I will genuinely recommend this perfume for the rest of my life. I feel like it is such a good everyday scent. And then on the days I'm feeling a little bit more spicy, maybe it's date night or I'm going out and I want something a little bit more intense and noticeable, because I feel like Lazy Sunday Morning is a little more understated and just like a natural kind of scent, but one that really stands out. I discovered it when I was in Australia earlier this year. We were there with Kuani Kini's and they had a little gift basket for us when we arrived, which was so sweet. So I think it's an Australian brand, but it's called Who is Elijah, and the fragrance is called Nomad. It is definitely intense. And so every time I smell it, I kind of save it for special occasions. It takes me back to that moment. And I feel like it's one of those perfumes that you use not on an everyday basis, maybe, but when you really want your scent to stand out. It's very powerful, but not doing way too much. It says it's Egyptian jasmine, saffron almond, amberwood, Bulgarian rose, ambergris, fir resin, cedar, moss, dry amber musk. That is just all foreign to me, but it is a beautiful smell. It is kind of like a more mature scent, I would say. I don't think I would have liked it back in the day. It's not floral. It's not really citrus. It's more of a musk, but like a sweet smelling musk. I love it. I adore it. And every time I smell it, it just brings me back. So I feel like I've heard this trick before, actually. On your wedding day, you're supposed to have a perfume you've never used before. You use it on your wedding day, and then you use it only on special occasions after, so that it always reminds you of your wedding day. So you could do that for any special occasion, I feel like, so that it'll always take you back. And like I said, for me, it takes me back to Australia. I feel like I'm literally smelling Australia because that's where I experienced it. And it was a really special time for me and trip. So I love that perfume. I'm pretty sure, well, you can ship it to the US because I did. But yes, it is an Australian brand. And Australian brands just do things right. It is amazing and it definitely stays on the skin, which you do have that problem with some perfumes not actually staying, but this will linger all day long on me. And finally, the biggest factor in my smell, so that you can smell all the pretty products that I use, is my deodorant. I think I've talked about this in a few podcasts ago, my favorites. I love the Lumi brand. I love Native. I think all the scents from both are amazing. Sometimes a little bit, I like a little bit more of an understated scent because I don't want my deodorant to smell so strong that it interferes with the perfume that I'm wearing. So I like it to be just do its job. Like, do your job. Don't try to do the most. I want my perfume to stand out more than I want my deodorant smell to stand out. Also, why do men's deodorant work so much better than women's deodorant sometimes? That's very upsetting. Also, random note, you know those blue gel sticks? I think it's like Axe has the blue gel for men's. That's something that if it was edible, I think it would taste so good. Random thought, but the blue gel, oh, it is so satisfying to look at. If I was really in the mood, I would take a bite out of it. I know it would taste bad, but it just looks like it would taste good. You know what I mean? Like not inanimate objects, but things that you wouldn't eat, you shouldn't eat. It's not food, but would taste delicious. Anyway, I love those brands. Or I'll talk about this quickly because I know I talked about it before. Crystal deodorant. I heard it in a TikTok. I was like, no freaking way. But this woman was swearing by it. She said she tried every other brand. So I was like, you know what? Sure, I'll try it. I bought it on Amazon. Why does it work? It is genuinely a stick of Crystal. You wet your armpits so that it slides on and then you keep applying it. Well, not applying it because there's nothing to apply, but you rub it on your armpit until it's dry. Nothing has ever worked so well for me. And it's astonishing. I don't understand how it works. But I've never, like, I smell like nothing, which is my dream. It just makes me smell like nothing. No scent, just nothing. So if you really have tried everything, you feel like nothing works, maybe give that a try. I was also very skeptical. So try it for yourself, see if it works. Another thing I simply can't gatekeep from you is one of my favorite websites to find the coolest, most unique gifts for this holiday season, because holiday season is literally here, and that is Uncommon Goods. Whether you're shopping for your mom, dad, siblings, best friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want. Some of my favorite items on their site are their stocking stuffers. I love a cute little knickknack, and they have unlimited options from Christmas ornaments, candles, mugs, jewelry, beanies, puzzles, books. They really have it all. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're actually supporting artists and small independent businesses. These artists and businesses create products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. So from art and jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar, there truly is something for everyone. Uncommon Goods has so many meaningful, out of the ordinary gifts. And probably my favorite thing about them is that with every purchase you make, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. And they've donated more than $2.5 million to date. So if you want to be known as the person who gives the most thoughtful and cool, unique gifts, definitely check it out. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/mind. That's uncommongoods.com/mind for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Okay, next up, I've been so excited to talk to you about my recent skincare favorites because my skin is the best it's been in a while. I struggle from a lot of hormonal acne and it was getting really bad. I do have quite a bit of scarring that I'm working on, but I feel like I finally have, I mean, given it could change any single day, but for at least 2 or 3 months now, it's been at bay, and I swear it is because of these changes that I've made in my routine. I 100% believe it has a direct effect because not much else in my life has changed. I mean, obviously, you hear it all the time. Drink water, eat cleaner. I definitely do those. I don't eat as much fried food anymore, which has definitely made a difference. But I feel like for so long, I was just doing the most with my skincare. You see people recommending you so many products to use. And I think if you have sensitive skin that's acne prone, a lot of the times, less is more. And given different things work for different people's skin, so you have to do what works for you. But I was someone who's getting so frustrated with going to the dermatologist and they would prescribe so many different things. I just decided I wanted to do my own research, figure out my skin, try out different things. And so I found a few things that I think will really help. If anything, it's worth a shot. You might as well try because on a personal level, it has helped my acne so much. I don't really get active breakouts anymore, which feels really good. So the first two things aren't even skincare related. Well, they're skincare related, but they aren't physical products. They're little things that I use. And then one, I would never have even thought. So I'll tell you about that one first. I forget what I was watching. It might've been a TikTok or a YouTube video, but someone was saying, doing a video basically about little tips to help your skin that you wouldn't really think of. And one of those things, like I'm sure you've heard the pillowcase thing, changing your pillowcase more often because your bacteria can live and fester on, I hate that word, on your pillow if you leave it for too long. So changing your pillowcase, definitely. But this next one, I was mind blown. I was like, why didn't I think of this? She was saying how we don't realize or even think about the bacteria that is growing on the face towel that we use. First of all, if you're using your body towel that you wipe your body with after you shower on your face, it might be time to change that up, because even though you're clean after you shower, when you leave a wet towel, even if it's not super wet, but you know, stuff can just grow, bacteria, mold. You're supposed to wash your towels once a week. I know that, but even then, even if you, so if you dry your face with a body towel, it's time to get a designated face towel, because that's one part of the issue. But on a whole other different note, she was saying that there have been like people who have put their face towel under a microscope, even after you clean it, and the bacteria just still is there. So if you're drying your clean face with a towel that's dirty and transferring that to your skin, that can obviously lead to a lot of breakouts and bacteria growing on your face, getting on your face, which is kind of counteractive because you have a clean face. And then when you're drying it off, you're just making it dirty again, but you don't even see it because obviously it's like microscopic. So this person was recommending skincare towels. They're one-time use. And I've been using that for maybe about 9 months now. I buy them on Amazon. Just look up single-use skincare towelettes. And I just keep it by my sink. And what I do so that I can get multiple uses out of it, even after I'm done drying my face with it, so it's completely clean, I'm not adding any bacteria onto my face, I know it's completely free from that. That has helped, I think, so much, because I think I wasn't aware of all the bacteria that was getting on my towels, even if I was washing it once a week, especially with such a sensitive face and skin, it can really, really react to anything. So you want to, you know, keep that away as much as possible. But like I was saying, what I would do so that I could get more uses out of it, I would keep them to clean, like clean around the sink, or use it as a dust rag after, just so I can get more uses out of it. But yeah, every time I am wiping my face off, which is I guess once a day at night when I do my skincare, sometimes in the morning if I do like wash my face and I want to dry it, I will use that towel, and that's been so game changing for me. So I wanted to pass that tip on to you. And the next thing is called the Light Stim. I just talked about this for like 5 minutes in one of my recent YouTube videos. I think it was the video where it was called Just a Girl Trying to Get Her Life Together. And it's basically this red blue light therapy light that you press on, well, not press, but you hold to your skin. It's light therapy that kills bacteria that lives under the skin. So it's being proactive about acne and breakouts rather than being reactive. So reactive would be breakouts happen and then you try your best to use all the skincare to make it go away. But with the light, I've noticed that it has stopped acne and breakouts from happening before it even happens, which is so nice because I love being proactive about things. And I use it once a day. It's something I've been very adamant about. It does take about 30 to 35 minutes to do my whole face. It's this little like circle handheld device. And so I do a few passes over my cheek. You hold it there for like 3 minutes each and then it'll beep and tell you where to go next. I've used it on my chest acne and that helps so much. So I'll either do this when I'm reading or when I'm watching a TV show. It definitely takes dedication and time to do it. But I think single-handedly, that has been the one thing that has helped so much, because now I hardly break out. Which is so crazy. Of course, occasionally here or there, one will pop up, but that has kept my acne so at bay. And I've noticed such a direct correlation between using it because and the success of it, because there was like a week where I was traveling and then I forgot to use it and my acne flared up again. And then I started using it and things got better and it stopped popping up. So I still will have hormonal breakouts, but the light therapy tool has been so helpful. It is a little bit of a splurge. I think it's $170, but it is so worth it. It's something you can get done at a dermatologist's office, because I did once and they have it for your whole face. So you don't have to do it section by section, but you would have to pay to go to the dermatologist to do that. Or you can just buy it and do it at home and do it every single day instead of going in like once a month. And so that has been so effective for me. I will scream and shout it from the rooftops because I don't know, hope other people can find success with clearing their acne with this device. It's not so much for scarring, but for scarring, I've been using retinol and I've always been scared of it because I thought it was only for older skin and for wrinkles. But while it's for that, it also helps you renew your skin and lighten it and help fade dark spots like my scars. I've been using Paula's Choice 1% retinol treatment. It also has, I think, vitamin C in it and peptides. I use it, well, at first when I started using it, your skin needs to get used to it because it is a very powerful skincare regimen. I used it maybe twice a week, and then I went to every other day, and now I do every other day. Just make sure you use make sure you use sunscreen when you're using this product, since your skin will be more sensitive to the sun because it's kind of revealing new layers of your skin. So you want to make sure you're using sunscreen, which I've been very also adamant about, but using this retinol has changed my life. Find a retinol that works for you. You're never, I don't think, too young. I mean, I don't want to be held liable for anything ever, but from what I understand, I mean, if you're 12, you don't need to use retinol. But for me personally, the night that I use retinol, I wake up the morning after, my skin has never looked more glowy, more renewed. My scars have lightened considerably. I've noticed so much change. I was taking acne and scarring progress photos for a while, and it has gotten so much lighter. And that is single-handedly from that product. So again, screaming and shouting it from the rooftops. If you don't have retinol, definitely maybe get into it. Ask your dermatologist if it might be right for you, or try it out for a few times. See if it works with your skin. And in general, I think my biggest advice, given everyone's experience with acne, is so different. And so I know how upsetting it can be when nothing works for you and people give you advice and it just doesn't work for you. So I totally get that. But for my skin, what I feel like has been the best is keeping it simple. Simplicity has helped my skin so much. I think it was getting overwhelmed with so many new products, using products that had a lot of fragrance in it. Like I use very simple products now. I use a very simple face wash, CeraVe. I use a Curology simple moisturizer. And so all of that combined has made such a huge difference in my skin. So I had to share it with you. If you want to get the compliment, your home or your room smells so good. I have a thing with scents, clearly. Get diffusers. I love the ones from Nest. I have one from Amazon too. I think it was only $15. It was in this brown bottle. I forget what it was called. Jo Malone has diffusers. Those are a lot more expensive, but they smell amazing. I love Replica candles. And then one of my favorite small businesses, it's called Appalachian Jewels. This woman, her name is Julia, she makes them and they are so lovely. She makes these handmade candles and they just smell so good. She has so many different scents. So definitely check her out on Instagram. I think it's just Appalachian Jewels, or you can go to her website. Check her out. Love her so much. Those are some of the things that I like to use to make my home smell good. I think diffusers make the biggest difference because a candle, you only really smell when you're burning it. And I don't burn candles every single night, but the diffusers are constantly going because you just put the reeds in and it kind of does their thing. And yeah, I just love when someone walks into my apartment and they're like, wow, it smells good in here. And I'm like, oh, thank God. I have a few hair tips from someone who has been trying to grow her hair out for so long. And I feel like I get a lot of compliments and people notice it because I have grown out my hair so much and it's gone considerably longer in the past year. So these are some of the things, some of the tips I've been using to keep it long and healthy. It's like right past my boobs at this point. I really like that length. Sometimes it can be hard to maintain long hair because it tends to die. So, and get split ends, which those are my kryptonite. I will peel split ends. It's so satisfying to me. If I'm bored and I see them, ugh, game over. So anyway, these are some of my tips. I don't really sleep on wet hair. So I try, if I'm going to have a hair wash day, I wash it in the day. I also don't really use heat on my hair. I try really hard not to. I know some people have their hair thing. They love to do their hair. I'm more of a makeup girly. Like I think I'd rather have my makeup, like do my makeup than do my hair. Maybe because I've never been really good at it. And so I don't really do my hair with heat super often. I don't put wet hair up. I heard that that can lead to a lot of breakage. I brush my hair from the bottom to the top because when you start at the top, your hair is more prone to breaking and being more fragile. So I'll start at the bottom and then go my way up to the top. For hair growth, I've been using the Ingelist hair serum. I think it's called like caffeine serum. It's so good. It's very affordable. The Ingelist is a very affordable brand. You can buy it at Sephora. It has helped my hair grow so much. I've noticed a considerable difference than when I don't use it. I use it maybe like 2 times a week. I kind of fell off recently, but when I was using it, my hair was growing pretty quickly for the rate that my hair usually grows at. It's a serum you put onto your scalp, you can sleep with it, and then you just rinse it out the next day. So you can wear it all day or do whatever you want. I am someone who, if I get bored, I feel like I want to cut my hair. So it's a very dangerous game to play because the longer my hair gets, the more I'm like, oh, what if I just chopped it all off? But it's really nice having a product that helps my hair grow a little bit quicker because I feel like it's so easy to go from long to short because it's such a dramatic change so quickly, but it's hard to let your hair grow out because it happens so slowly. So that's a little product I've been using to help it grow a little bit more quickly. I have 3 makeup favorites to share with you. I wanted to narrow it down to not make it too overwhelming. I feel like I've been getting a lot more into makeup recently. I love the getting ready process. It's so fun. I just find a lot of joy in it. I'll put on music or watch a YouTube video and get ready. And it's one of the favorite parts of my day. So one of the first things, I'm a big blush girly. I love a blush that makes me look sun-kissed and also just like gives me that healthy glow. And my favorite recently in terms of powder blushes has been the Bare Minerals Bronzer. So it's a blush slash bronzer. They're all such beautiful shades. I think I have all of them, but they have a little bit of a sheen to it where it's not straight glitter on your face, but it gives you such a beautiful, natural, healthy glow. And I love the way it looks on the skin. It's one of my favorite products. I've used it, I think, for about 2 years now. I hit pan, finished my first one, so I'm on to my second one. I'm also obsessed with tubing mascaras. Basically, tubing mascaras come off in flakes, and it uses a tubing formula. So instead of taking it off the traditional way, you get raccoon eyes, you have to use makeup remover, it literally just comes off with water, which is so convenient. It's more convenient when I wear it to the beach because I don't get, like I said, raccoon eyes. I don't get that black smudging. If it comes off, it'll just come off in like clumps, which I actually prefer. I used to hate taking off regular mascara because no matter how much makeup remover I used and no matter how many times I wiped at it, I would still always wake up with black smudging. So that's completely eliminated that product. I also feel like it lengthens my lashes so much. So my 2 favorites, Tarte has one, the Tarte Tubing Mascara, or Thrive Cosmetics also has one, which is so good. Theirs is like lash extensions, so it makes your lashes extra long. I'm obsessed with those 2. I kind of switch off. And then the last thing has been the Summer Fridays Sheer Skin Tint. It's a very lightweight coverage formula. I feel like it just looks like it's your skin but better, which I love. And I just love a lighter formula because I feel like you could still see my skin under it. I honestly don't really like to try to cover the entirety of my face. Everyone has different preferences with their makeup, but I don't know why. I've been liking to still see my natural skin under it, even see some of the scarring, if I have acne. Like, I just like that look on me, I guess. And I just love the way it sits on the skin. It doesn't feel too heavy. I like the way it wears throughout the day. And I just feel like it looks so natural because I do see a little bit of my skin underneath, but it still evens out my skin tone so much that it makes a very big difference. But I don't feel like I'm completely covered. So I've been loving that. And then the last category I have is so random, but these are things that make me look put together. So if I really want it to look like I have my shit together, like I know what's going on, like I have good style, wearing a watch, revolutionary. I'm not talking about an Apple Watch. I'm talking about a very nice, sophisticated watch. Like I said, you can do whatever you want, but if I really want to look put together, a nice, sophisticated little tiny, dainty watch. Oh my gosh, when I see people wear watches, I'm like, you have your shit together. You're going places. I don't know why. You just look successful. I don't know why that is. When people wear a watch, I'm like, oh, wow. Mine is from Fossil. It's gold. It's very dainty. It has a rectangular face, so not a circular one, which I really like. I think Coach has some really pretty women's watches. I just love wearing a watch. Whenever I wear it, I'm like, wow, I am making a statement. And then the other thing that might be so obvious, both of these things might be so obvious, but I wear a lot of jeans and just plain tops. I love simplicity in my outfits. I don't think basic is bad. I love basic outfits. I do. That's pretty much my uniform. Adding a belt, something about, like, I don't know why no one told me this earlier. And maybe people have been, definitely people have been doing it. I think I just only realized it now. But wearing a belt makes me look put together, makes me feel put together, and also makes a basic outfit, like a whole complete outfit, instead of, I don't know, it feels a lot more finished when I'm wearing a belt. If I'm really casual, I won't. But when I want to elevate the look a little bit, a belt definitely helps. I have this skinny little belt from Madewell, which I really like. I think the tiny belts are definitely my vibe. Sometimes the thick belts, that is a whole look, but that's the one that I have and I love it so much. I think it's just very dainty, makes you look more elevated. So those are all the things that I simply can't gatekeep from you because they're just that good. So thanks for listening. Hopefully if you get any of these things, you'll love them as much as I do. Hope you enjoyed this silly little fun material girl episode. And I will talk to you next week. That was everything on my mind.